7. Howie Gold slipped from bed at 6:30 on Sunday morning, not because there was anything he could do at that hour and not from personal preference. Like many men in their early 60s, his prostate had grown along with his IRA and his bladder seemed to have shrunk along with his sexual aspirations. Once he was awake, his brain slipped from park into drive and going back to sleep was an impossibility. He left Elaine to dream what he hoped were pleasant dreams and padded barefoot into the kitchen to start the coffee and check his phone, which he'd silenced and left on the counter before going to bed. He had a text from Alec Pelly, delivered at 1:12 a.m. Howie drank his coffee and was eating a bowl of raisin bran when Elaine came into the kitchen, knotting the belt of her robe and yawning.
"What's up, Powder Puff?"
"Time will tell. In the meantime, do you want some scrambled eggs?"
"Breakfast, he offers me."
She was pouring her own cup of coffee.
"Since it's not Valentine's Day or my birthday, should I find that suspicious?"
"I'm killing time. Got a text from Alec, but I can't call him until 7.
"Good news or bad?"
"No idea. So do you want some eggs?"
"Yes, 2.
Fried, not scrambled. You know I always break the yolks."
"Since I get to sit and watch, I will restrain my criticism. Wheat toast, please."
For a wonder, only one of the yolks broke. As he set the plate in front of her, she said, "If Terry Maitland killed that child, the world has gone insane." "The world is insane," Howie said. "But he didn't do it. He has an alibi as strong as the S on Superman's chest."
"Why did they arrest him then?"
"Because they believe they have proof as strong as the S on Superman's chest."
She considered this. Unstoppable force meets immovable object.
"There is no such thing, sweetheart." He looked at his watch. 7:05. Close enough. He called Alex's cell. His investigator answered on the third ring.
"You're early, and I'm shaving. Can you call back in 5 minutes? At 7, in other words, as I suggested?"
"No," Howie said, "but I'll wait until you wipe the shaving cream off the phone side of your face. How's that?"
"You're a tough boss," Alex said, but he sounded good-humored in spite of the hour and in spite of being interrupted at a task most men prefer to do while occupied by nothing but their own thoughts, which gave Howie hope. He had a lot to work with already, but he could always use more.
"Is it good news or bad news?"
"Give me a second, will you? I'm getting this shit all over my phone."
It was more like 5, but then Alec was back.
"The news is good, boss. Good for us and bad for the DA. Very bad."
"You saw the security footage? How much is there and from how many cameras?"
"I saw the footage, and there's plenty."
Alec paused, and when he spoke again, Howie knew he was smiling. He could hear it in the man's voice.
"But there's something better, much better."